To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
So a few weeks ago, we put out our 10th episode of 1 through 7, and it was my episode, and it was titled Coping, and it was just my story about how I cope with depression, and especially through BTS's music and message. And I just wanted to thank you, Iconics, who listened and who, you know, gave feedback and support over that episode. I really felt like so much love and support coming through from your messages on social media, and I'm really grateful for it. So yeah. I just wanted to say thanks.
Yeah, it was a wonderful episode. And when we went in to record it, I really told you, like, people are going to be able to relate to this. And again, it's just so admirable for you to be so courageous and so open with all of us. So yeah, it was great to be able to hear all of the Iconics who were able to relate or that it helped them. Yeah. So having all of you guys reach out, I know it meant a lot to you. It meant a lot to me too.
Yeah.
It was a great episode.
It's awesome because 1 through 7 is such an experiment. Mm-hmm. And so when people get it and understand what we're doing and enjoy it too. And when it was so therapeutic for me to create, you know, mm-hmm. it was really worth it. So mm-hmm. yeah. On that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Namjoon's buff biceps are totally going to fucking end me.
Us all.
All of us.
Or the day that Taeyang decides to seriously get buff is the day that I'm just going to have to stop standing.
Yeah.
For yeah. my own mental health.
Your own well-being. Hashtag big hit close the gyms.
Hashtag big hit close the gym. And that's really what this episode is going to be all about. This is Buff Bonton. This is our bonus episode for all of you Iconics who got us to 500 reviews on iTunes.
Yes, thank you
so much. It means so much. All of your feedback really motivates us and helps us really make make this podcast as best as it can be. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about Buff Bangtan. We're going to really talk about a lot of those BTS gym moments, really talking about their physique and athleticism and all that hard work that they put in to be able to do these intense performances and all this choreography. And then also just how leisurely they decided to go ahead and hit the gym and right. bulk up. but before we get into it, we really do want to give a shout out to Sarah for putting together a ton of research for this episode today. Yeah. Sarah is a fellow Iconic living in the UK, I believe. And she reached out to us saying, hey, if you ever need help researching or just want some help with anything related to the podcast, let me know. And we're like, perfect, because we have this bonus episode and there's so much BTS buff content yeah. that we really needed some help, some outside
assistance just yeah. to gather everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. We also want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs, which this, if you are not a $1 patron, you need to at least be a $1 patron just for this doc.
For like a month, just for
this doc, because this doc, how many pages? 67.
There's 67 pages.
67 pages. And only the first like 12 is this episode write up. The rest of it is just pictures of BTS and all of their amazing buffness. so you really don't want to miss out on this doc. So donate to our Patreon, become a subscriber on Patreon if you would like access to our Google Docs. And you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you guys for being here and for listening.
Yeah, guys, thanks. Also, our charity of the month is Stop AAPI Hate. They say our communities stand united against racism. Hate against Asian American Pacific Islander communities has risen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Together, we can stop it. Please join us in supporting this cause to stop AAPI hate by going to stopaapihate.org/act now. Okay, let's get into Buff Bangtan.
Yeah, this bonus episode that is way overdue.
Way overdue.
But it's our 150th, so it works.
It works out. Yeah. 100 was finally four heads. Now we're, you know, kind of revamping the looking at BTS's bodies. I feel like I have to say, just to preface this whole episode, that BTS have always kept in shape. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to keep up with this active lifestyle that they've had, they have always, ever since debut, they've been in shape, they've been fit. And you know, we do have a compilation linked here in the doc that really shows them working out and being active throughout the eras.
Yeah, because there's endless content. Over the last 8 years since they've been together, they have been working out consistently because it's a part of their job. It's what they really need to do. But in more recent years, some of the members have clearly devoted time to building muscle mass mm-hmm. and getting buff. Hashtag big hit close the gym,
please.
Which is a hashtag that went viral on Twitter, I would say a couple times at this point,
yeah.
Because there are members who are really trying to gain muscle mass. And really a lot of it's been since COVID-19 because mm-hmm. a lot of us have had that extra time to devote to working out.
Right. Just mind goes blank when thinking about Buff Bangtan. Yeah, I mean, not all members were really devoting to getting super buff. Some of them, I feel like it's not their desired body type to mm-hmm. really have a lot of muscle mass. So even though members like Jimin and J-Hope are really fit and lean and healthy, they may not make many appearances as we're exploring the Buff Bangtan content.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about specific gym moments and the really buff members that we think about. And we do want to speak on each member's physique and body type and what we're personally drawn to as well.
So we're going to go ahead and just go through the members here. So Jin, he's really well known for his broad shoulders. He has this naturally athletic built body. He's big boned, small waist. He has that swimmer's body.
Yeah.
He's lean, but those wide shoulders. He also consistently has abs, but he doesn't show them off on stages. But every now and then we're gifted with Jin and a cropped shirt, or during the choreography, his shirt lifts up.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's really secretive about his abs. He's like famous for saying, like, I don't show my abs on stage, you know? Mm-hmm. So when we do get little flashes of it, it's amazing.
It's such a blessing, a treat. For yeah. sure. So for example, the one that really comes to mind for me and probably for a lot of you is the moment where he was performing Airplane Part 2 during the Love Yourself concert in Berlin. His shirt came up and he was wearing, like, you can see the band of his underwear, his Balenciaga underwear, and he's in this pink sparkly shirt and it lifts up, and whoo, man, you can really see his abs. Mm-hmm. And you just don't get to see that from Jin a whole lot. So getting to see these little tummy slips is really a treat. It's special because he's just athletic. He's very naturally athletic.
Yeah. And he has that natural athletic body. Mm-hmm. Yoongi is a little bit different in his body type. He has a much smaller stature. You know, he's not known for his big broad shoulders like Jin is. Instead, he's known for the smaller stature, but he does have strong arms. We do see his defined arms every so often. And he has nicely sized pecs.
He does have good pecs.
Yeah. He also has surprisingly toned legs. I always think about his thighs. We don't see them often. Like, even typically in run episodes where they're in a water theme something, he'll wear like full length spandex down to his ankles. But every so often we see him just in shorts, and he has great legs.
Yeah, he does.
But he also doesn't show off his body much, just like Jin. So it really is a treat whenever we get to see it.
A little bit more of Yoongi's skin. Yeah. For J-Hope, he is known to have limber limbs and fluid movements, which you need as a dancer. So as a dancer, he has some serious strength in his core and his connective ligaments. He's extremely flexible. He has a more slim body, but his muscle tone is lean and very defined. So you see a lot of that defined muscle in his legs, especially his quads. But he's more recently shown his upper body. He's got some bicep, tricep strength too. I can't even say some, a lot.
Yeah.
It's just that leaner muscle mass. Mm-hmm. He's not like that bulking up buff Bangtan Namjoon crap that's going on.
Which we're about to talk about. I mean, seriously, where do we begin?
Not to jump ahead, but it's hard not to talk about.
Well, before we move on to Namjoon, I also just want to say, like, Hoseok really doesn't enjoy working out. Mm-hmm. He is naturally active. He loves to dance, but he doesn't think of that as a workout. You know, he doesn't like to go hit the gym. So it's just, I just don't think it's his thing.
Yeah, like lifting weights and resistance training and all that isn't his thing. His thing is dancing.
Yeah.
And definitely that's healthy, and that's going to keep you athletic and in shape and build muscle tone.
Yeah. But let's talk about Namjoon.
Yeah. Because
he is quite robust everywhere. Frequently we see the word nam titties being thrown around when speaking about his pecs. Because they have just gotten so big. And Namjoon will say, like, that he actually told ARMYs recently that he doesn't have big muscles. Such a lie. But
such a lie.
To your point earlier, I really think that when COVID hit and they were on lockdown, I really think that he was like, all right, I'm hitting the gym.
Yeah, right after Map of the Soul 7, I don't know what happened with Namjoon. I think he just grew a passion for resistance training and lifting.
Mm. Yeah, I really think it was just about that time that he really started to get more noticeably buff. And I do want to point out that he's always been really fit. Like, in the research that Sarah compiled for us, we found pictures from literally debut Namjoon.
Before debut.
Flashing abs. Okay.
Yeah.
So like he's always been fit, but really I agree with you. There's this photo that always sticks in my mind from an interview. It's like post Map of the Soul 7, but before B kind of promotion sometime. I feel like last summer sometime.
Mm, he has blue hair.
He has the blue hair.
Yeah.
And oh my God, his perfectly tan skin with this tight fitting black t-shirt that he's wearing. And there's just this one moment, probably in the interview at the end, when he's like saying thank you and his hands are kind of folded.
Yeah, they're clasped together.
They're clasped together. And like that movement, like just makes all of his muscles and his arms and pecs like tense up.
Yes.
This moment, he is just so buff and beautiful.
Yeah. Army was shook. We were all feral on Twitter when this was released. Like, whoa, Namjoon. This is really when hashtag big hit close the gyms was starting to go around because it's obscene. It's too much.
Just Nam titties on display. And then really like his quads. I really think about the definition and size of his quads. And the rest of his legs obviously look fantastic, but there's this one, you know, the water park run episodes, and mm-hmm. he was in those blue swim trunks, and there's just this one part where he had gotten out of the water and they're super ridden up on his legs. He's literally just standing there chilling, but his quads are huge.
Yeah.
Like, huge.
I like to send you this picture just for fun.
just to make get my you heart race in the middle of the day. Up. Yeah, yeah literally. He's just big. Like he really, his physique really embodies daddy. There's a reason why we all call him that. Mm-hmm. It's just overwhelming how hot he is. So, you know, I'm obviously in love
biased.
With buff
yes.
Namjoon and biased about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to share what he said about working out. And he said that he's doing it not because he wants to be big, but because he wants to have, quote, proper angles of his body. And this is a Korean style description for like an aesthetic that they want to attain. Mm-hmm. So he's doing weight training, cardio exercises, and circuit training 4 days of the week to achieve this.
Wow. Doing 4 days of the week. He must be training really hard on those 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it definitely shows. He's so been known for those thighs ever since before debut. Like when Jungkook, his first impression of Namjoon was thighs. Like that's all he could think. And then we've got now 2021 Namjoon, who's been in quarantine, just buffing up.
Just so much time to work out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. Namjoon is going to be a hot topic of today's episode.
Literally.
So for Jimin, historically, he's known for his abs. Before Jungkook's iconic short lift and Fake Love at Billboard, Jimin was known for his iconic short lifts that he did during their debut song, No More Dream. And to this day, Jimin is the only one to have performed fully shirtless during their performance at MAMA in 2014.
Wow.
But today he continues to have abs and evident strength. But just like J-Hope, he has a dancer's body. He's limber and not interested in carrying around extra muscle mass in order to maintain that flexibility. Mm-hmm. Just the more muscle mass you have, the easier it is to tighten up. And you just can't have that tightness when you're a dancer. You
Definitely.
Need to be flexible. And so I'm just really glad that Jimin is the way that he is now and is comfortable with his body because, yeah, the beginning of BTS at their debut, 2013, 2014, he was known to be like this like stocky muscle.
Yeah.
You know,
and I feel
member.
Like he really had to conform to this like persona that they were trying to fit him in. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, ever since maybe Wings era, DNA era, he's really been able to come into his own and aesthetically be mm-hmm. how he wants to be. So I do think some of that like super buff Jimin has gone a little bit by the wayside.
Yeah. And so I'm glad that it has because obviously he's still very muscular. He still has abs. We see it in Serendipity. We see it just when he's wiping sweat from his face with his shirt and you get a glimpse of his abs. Or Jungkook jokingly goes over and reveals his abs to Army at a concert. Yeah. So he's still very buff and still has those abs, but just not bulking up.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. not flexing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taeyang has been known to have a little bit of a tummy, which of course we love so much.
Yeah.
And he's once said that he wanted to keep it because his grandma loves him like that. So he's just a little bit soft around like the belly button region.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the members who started with a smaller frame at debut, but has just naturally, as he's gotten older and matured, filled out over time with age. Like his neck has become thicker. He's become broader, just bigger. He's now quite thick and large. And he has been in the gym as of lately.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, I really did not sign up for buff Taeyong.
No, you fell in love with dope Taeyong.
Yeah, that was never a part of the contract. It was never a part of being a Taeyong bias. It was like, okay, he's got a little bit of tummy. You know, he's thickened out. Definitely. I mean, man, from debut Taeyong to now, he's just gotten huge. He's just a big dude, but not necessarily buff, bulky muscle. But we've gotten a couple Bangtan bombs of him working out, and I'm like, nope, I cannot handle this. A lot of us can't, so quit it.
Big hit, close the gyms.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really, though?
Yeah. Okay, so lastly is Jungkook. And Jungkook, he's always had an athletic body, but obviously he was so young when BTS started. So whenever we, you know, we see that younger Jungkook, we don't really, focus on that too much.
Yeah.
But within recent years and since his coming of age, he's been very passionate about lifting and building muscle mass with various forms of exercise. I mean, various forms like swimming, lifting, boxing. He enjoys sports and athletic activities. He's competitive at heart. So this is really just his area of expertise. He enjoys this. So more recently, especially thinking of my time.
Oh, God.
He's been flexing and displaying his built muscles for ARMY to enjoy. And I really want to put an emphasis on that because you see my time and it's really for ARMY when he decides to lift his shirt and throw, flash his abs at us.
And you can't argue otherwise because when the one performance that he ever got to do with that was just for Map of the Soul 1 for ARMY,
Yeah, he works hard. He works really hard in the gym. We see that a lot in Bangtan Bombs. So he's built and big. And so he just, he wants to show it for, ARMY's his number one. We all know this. He has ARMY tattooed on his freaking knuckles.
Yeah.
So he wants us to enjoy it.
I think he wants us to appreciate.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
And we do.
With kind eyes.
With kind eyes. I have been just wrecked by him ever since like Fake Love era, just perpetually at every turn. So really, as he's been in the gym more recently and like when he came out with that My Time performance, oh my God, like just overwhelming.
I couldn't believe it.
No. Okay, so let's talk about just some general buff Bangtan content. Various videos and moments that we've compiled of BTS showing off their buffness.
Yeah.
So firstly, I want to talk about this Bangtan bomb titled JK and Jin's Exercise Time, because to me, this is like the beginning of it all. This is a super iconic moment of Jungkook working out together. This is during the Fake Love era. Super special because Jin actually got Jungkook into working out. And this video seems like it's one of those early stages of Jin really motivating Jungkook to work out and to exercise and like strength train.
Yeah, because in the video, you see them doing push-ups together and Jungkook walks away and he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm fatigued. And Jin is just holding onto his arm, pulling him back in, saying, nope, let's do more. Let's, just a couple more reps, couple more this. And Jungkook really doesn't want to do it, but nonetheless does for his young.
Yeah.
And pushes himself to keep up with Jin. And Jin is really outdoing Jungkook with this exercise routine, which you wouldn't expect nowadays, but Jin is super athletic and super built and it's just really not put on display a whole lot, which I think is his own decision, his own doing for that. But what I love about this video is you see Jin and Jungkook working out, working really hard. They're both getting tired and fatigued, but you see on the couch, Jimin and Hoseok. Jimin is completely lounged out, mouth gaping, asleep, like snoring, like he's passed out. And you see J-Hope on the other side of the couch, snoozing, just messing around on his phone. Like, yeah. I am relaxing.
Chilling. It's just the epitome of what Jimin and J-Hope feel about like lifting and working out like that. Yeah.
In their downtime. They're like, all right, I'm going to take a nap or I'm just going to relax and look at my phone. I'm not spending this time doing squats and push-ups, but nonetheless, Jin and Jungkook are.
Yeah.
In the Spontan Bomb, I just have to say, for Jin, he ends up doing more squats than Jungkook. Jungkook eventually gives up, but Jin is wearing this swoop neck white t-shirt, and you see so much collarbone and a little bit of a pec lining.
Yeah. I just really want to emphasize, like, what you're saying. Jin was working so hard, and he was doing a little bit more than Jungkook during it. Like, he really is the original member of Bangtan that would consistently work out to build muscle.
He just doesn't put it on display. He doesn't show it.
Yeah. I just love the eldest young getting all of the other members, like, wrapped up and interested in working out like this. Mm-hmm. I just think it's sweet, you know?
Yeah. So another popular video is of Taeyang and Yoongi working out during the BTS Memories of 2018 DVD. Both of them are holding onto some kettlebells and they're squatting and bringing their hips forward to bring the kettlebell up. And you really get to see their strong chest and pec muscles when they go up.
Yeah.
They're both wearing these black t-shirts and you see them having really great form. It's just so cute to see these two side by side because they're not the members who are known for continuously hitting up the gym. So to see them together training, it's special.
Yeah.
And you get to see this extra special Bangtan buff moment, but for these two that you don't really get to see too often.
Yeah.
They both have really strong booties, chest muscles. What's funny about this is Jungkook ends up joining them behind them. Like I don't even think he's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Like, why? But he's just like, hit the gym while I can, right? Because
yeah.
It's Jungkook. So he joins in on them. But they're both working really hard in the gym and it's good to see them.
Yeah. Working. I love these two working out together because it's almost like, I like to imagine they're at the same fitness level or the same like lifting abilities. And I love that this is the exercise that they decided to showcase in this video because like this, the squats that they're doing really engage their full body. We can really appreciate the tensed muscles all over their body in these movements because it's not just in their arms and in their legs and booty, but we see the strain of their neck and the tautness in their faces, even as they're focusing.
They're serious. they're really getting in these repetitions to make it worth it.
It's great.
Great form. Another popular workout video is of Namjoon and Taeyang during the B release when they were doing the B logs. And so during Taeyang's Fly to My Room vlog, it's Taeyang and Namjoon working out and you see Taeyang doing these great bicep curls. Mm. And this is when his arms are really starting to beef up. And I'm like, this is the point where I'm like, okay, enough is enough. Quit it. Like, this is already getting into dangerous territory.
Right.
Like, it's too much.
Mentally, I can't deal.
Really did not sign up for buff Taeyang. We see Namjoon in the background of this video, who's also working out. So while Taeyang is doing this overhead shoulder press, you see Namjoon walking around working out. And he's in this tight muscle athletic tee with these black shorts that are just clinging to his skin. And sure, he's there just like stretching. He's not doing a whole lot, but there's this wall of mirrors. So all you can really see is just Namjoon and his defined muscles.
Yeah. And not even clear images. I remember screenshots of this video going all around Twitter, but it was like his reflection in the mirror zoomed in, but it is that striking. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the lighting really helps. There's this high contrast lighting from the gym lights just coming from straight above that it really defines like the pecs and the biceps and all of the muscles, getting that shading all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going viral on Twitter though. Like just Namjoon like, just in the background.
Not even good, like not clear, high quality.
Yeah. Not clear, but people are screenshotting and it's getting like 30,000 likes on Twitter.
That's how thirsty we are.
He's just that buff.
Well, he blessed us because a couple days later, the B log for RM came out and this was hashtag blue and gray. So the entirety of the log was more calm and a little bit more somber, but there was a moment in the vlog where he works out and we see him doing some sets of pull-ups, and then we see him working on those thighs and those arms as he's working with the heavy ropes. And then lastly, we see him walking and doing toe touches. So working on that physique that he's going for. And I love that they slipped these little clips into his vlog also.
Yeah.
Oh God. I also have to talk about this moment with Namjoon. It's just insane to me. It's insane. So this is a Bangtan bomb and it's called Run RM Run. And this is during the recording of BTS's On Manifesto film in LA. And this Bangtan bomb shows Namjoon running around an empty lot that's like by some highway in LA.
Literally by a highway.
Literally just barely obscured from the highway by some foliage. And he is like taking laps, like in his full On Manifesto film attire, hair done, everything ready, taking some laps, getting that jog in.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle shirt.
Yeah. For me, it's like he is getting this workout in at all costs. Like he had this day of, oh, okay, I'm going to do cardio. I'm going to run. But on the same day that they are filming this manifesto of their On performance in LA, and he's getting in this workout, like the dedication, the commitment at that point is like, I'm still going to do this cardiovascular routine despite already having to do so much for the choreography. Like just knowing myself and my own body and mentality, I would go in thinking, oh, okay, I'm performing On, which is this extremely intense choreography that requires so much cardiovascular and muscle strength. Having to do it repetitively because you're getting shot after shot because they need multiple takes, I would think, okay, this is my cardio of the day. Like, totally. This is my workout of the day.
Yeah.
But for Namjoon, no. He's like, all right, I've got time here in between filming, so I'm going to just start running around this vacant lot of a bit, like nothing.
Yeah. Shrubbery.
Shrubs. Yeah. Like not ideal running.
Dirt.
Yeah. Like not a trail, not a paved path, just this random abandoned lot. The dedication,
truly.
That's commitment to your workout routine. So he's very serious about it, clearly.
Which I
love.
He's got goals, clearly, and they're working for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I also have to talk about this Jungkook promo commercial that Melon Music Awards put out in 2019.
This shit cracks me up.
This is so fucking hilarious.
This blows my mind that Melon did this.
I can't believe that they did this because Melon, so they made a compilation of his quote, best bits, but they basically made a thirst trap fan edit of his hottest moments.
Of Jungkook's hottest moments.
It's hilarious because they start with like cutie bunny Jungkook, like really cute shots of him looking really nice and presentable. And then House of Cards comes on. First of all, perfect song choice.
Perfect song, but really adds to this is like a fan edit.
Yeah. Literally as House of Cards begins to play with the first few notes, it shows a shot of Jungkook like with his eyes closed and he's doing like a neck roll and exposing his whole neck. And then it just goes into all of these moments of him just being insanely hot and attractive on stage.
Mm-hmm. It really is like a Jungkook duality fan edit because it starts off with the cute bunny Jungkook and then it goes into this, House of Cards starts playing and he rolls his neck like he's preparing to do some sexy shit. And then they just make this fan edit of a compilation of different moments for Jungkook where they've got these slow shots of him gazing centrally at the camera, or they zoom in on his sweaty neck while he's performing. I thought it was so funny. I couldn't believe that it was Melon that released this. It really does just look like a fan edit.
The fact that it's Melon.
It's Melon.
Yeah. Like this could literally be in like anyone's replies on Twitter, you know, if somebody dropped a fan edit, but instead it's Melon putting this out.
I'm here for it. I think it's great. I'm glad that they were bold and decided to go with what the fandom wants.
Yeah. More awards shows making BTS fan edits in 2021.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. I will never be over this video that Jungkook posted to Twitter in 2019, May 22nd to be exact. And this to me is the ultimate tease, the ultimate thirst trap. In this video, he's at a pool, like an indoor pool, and he's at the far end of the pool and he dives in and he's swimming towards the camera on the near end of the pool. And as a viewer, especially watching it the first time, you think he's going to swim all the way to the end of the pool. He's going to put his hands on the ledge and just push himself up out of the water right in front of the camera like that.
Yeah, he's
going to
get out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, we've seen it. It's a cliche. It's been in movies. Like, I thought this is what Jungkook is doing. Filmmaker Jungkook giving us what we all need.
Just right on Twitter for us.
Right. You know.
For our own pleasure.
Right. But he doesn't. When he makes it to the end of the pool, he does like an underwater turn and kind of pushes himself off the wall. And then he swims back a little bit, like down the end of, down the side ledge, and lifts himself out over there. And you really can't see anything.
No.
You know, and I think this is probably his purpose. He didn't want us to see everything.
No.
But such a tease. And he definitely put it out for that reason.
Of course. Of course he did. I'll never forget when this was put out. And I can't believe that it was May of 2019, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But when it came out, I remember seeing him jump in and thinking the exact same thing. Like, he's going to get out. We're going to see all of it. But no, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
That camera was too close. He had to go back to like the middle of the pool and then get out in the middle of the pool.
Yeah. Well, it also, like, I don't think it was a crazy thing to think that that's what he was going to do either, because this is fake love era. So he had been showing his abs. We thought, oh, well, maybe like this is a new kind of time for Bangtan. Like, we're getting more skin now. They're older. No.
No.
I know.
But we did get to enjoy some back shoulder muscle.
We did, for sure.
And just topless Jungkook swimming.
Incredible.
And it looked like a hotel pool. Like, he just was staying at a hotel and decided to go do some laps for some extra exercise.
Definitely.
Which is not unlikely for him. So there's another Jungkook vlog that was done on Bangtan TV. It was titled Muscle Bunny Exercise. In this specific workout video that we got of him, he's wearing this extremely loose flannel t-shirt, and he's even wearing these Birkenstock sandals.
Which really, is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, really bumming. I think he had this extra downtime where he's like, okay, maybe not going to shower quite yet. Maybe I'll go and work out. And he ended up saying that he had done an upper body workout the day before. And so he was there to just get in a little extra exercise, but not really pushing himself. So we get this preview of what the real workout looks like. So he's working on these Birkenstocks and in this flannel t-shirt, and he's doing pretty light resistance upper body exercises. But it's just so inspiring that he, even in this downtime on his day off where he should be resting, he decides to go and hit the gym just for a little bit to just get in some extra lightweight resistant exercises.
Yeah, like, it matters that much to him that he's constantly working towards this goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, later on in the video, because he was like, oh, this is my little preview workout, which I feel like makes sense as to why he was really bumming it. Like, he wasn't really dressed for a workout.
No, he was not in gym attire at all.
No. But then in the video, we see him, like, actually in gym attire and actually fully working out. It's like the next day after, where he actually gets into his full, like, his next
routine.
Day upper body routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this video, what I love though is how Jungkook says that he's there and that he's basically jealous or envious of Jin's naturally athletic build body.
I mean,
and that he's there working out because he needs to attain that, whereas Jin is just already there naturally.
Yeah. Doesn't he say that Jin is like out on a bike ride or something?
Yeah. He says that Jin has been into bike riding, taking his bike out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky. Okay. So kind of breaking this Jungkook theme that we ended up having here, I want to talk about the On Manifesto shooting sketch, because really most of the members in this stand out for some reason or another. Really, the big appeal for me to this video is all of the tank tops. It's LA. It's super hot outside. Even though they wear jackets in the music video, obviously they're not wearing those in between takes and when they're, you know, watching the plays back and getting their hair done and everything. So we get basically almost every single member we get in a tank top at one point or another. And it's just a massive treat. Like Namjoon, the really low cut white, you know, tank top, especially there's this one moment where we get Namjoon next to Jin, who is just looking incredible. I cannot deal with it.
I will never be over how Jin, you don't see a whole lot of gym content from him, but every time you see him with like a shirtless t-shirt or any sort of shirt lift that happens accidentally on stage, he's buff and in shape, and you just see all these really strong defined muscles. It always blows me away. But yeah, Jin is just sitting there next to Namjoon in this black tee reviewing the footage that they just took, like just critiquing himself, and he looks incredible.
Phenomenal.
His arms are massive.
Rippling.
His lips are puffy, his chest is built, his neck is strained.
Collarbone. Like, I don't understand how we can get such a hot physique that he has on his body at the time, but also his face is just so beautiful.
Yeah. Like, I respect that he doesn't want to show him working out in the gym for us. Like, I respect that if he doesn't want that. Probably he's doing that because he knows that we would all just be like drooling over him. Yeah.
We're drooling over this one tiny little moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a shot of Yoongi also in just a tank top. And I really like we get a little side pec definition where the pec meets the armpit and the bicep. And it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Going off of that one, I also want to talk about something that really involves most members, which is the 62nd Grammys. Really turtlenecks.
Just turtlenecks. Tight turtlenecks.
Tight turtlenecks. That is the theme of their attire for that year. Really, as Yoongi, Jun, Jimin, Taeyang, and Jungkook all wore these tight turtlenecks. I mean, clinging to their bodies, different colors like browns and black and gray. They look really expensive. You know, the material itself looks really
very expensive
and luxurious, which really accentuates those perfect muscles that are peeking through underneath these tight turtlenecks.
Yeah, tight and firm to their bodies.
Yeah. And Hoseok was absolutely demonic in a sheer white long sleeve shirt with a sheer black undershirt. I mean, ultimate tease right there.
Ultimate tease. Yeah. And that white shirt was buttoned down quite a bit. So you can see that black sheer undershirt. Definitely. One of the moments when we were doing our Bangtan research that I immediately thought of, and maybe this is just being a 2017 new ARMY stan, BTS stan, was this Bangtan bomb that was released for their behind the scenes of Mic Drop for their DNA comeback show. We really had to go hunting to find this.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, there's this one shot of Yoongi that I really remember his arms. And I know that he was wearing a headband. So we were like, okay, it's got to be Mic Drop. And we ended up finding it. So it was that Bangtan bomb for their Mic Drop DNA comeback show. And as this Bangtan bomb goes on, all of the members start slowly removing their shirts and stripping down to just these sleeveless white t-shirt under t-shirts. And as they're sitting back behind the stage where they're rewatching their film and they're critiquing themselves to see what they can do better for the next take, we see Yoongi sitting there with his gorgeous hair and this red headband that's coming off on his side, and you see the white tank, and he's got one of those cooling off fans in his hands too, but he's leaning forward looking and watching himself, and all I notice is how massive his arms look. I mean, you see like that upper delt separated from his bicep muscle. I mean, like bulk. You see the delt, dent, bicep dent. I mean, yeah. Just massive, very distinct muscle. And I felt that this was so rare for Yoongi to see this because he does have this muscle and you just don't get to see it on display because he's not dedicated to the gym.
Or dedicated to putting it on display.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But this is a very special moment. He looks fine, especially with the headband.
And his brows.
And his brows. I was just going to mention the brows, they're like furrowed. So he has this whole like sexy, sultry thing going on really right next to him. In this same moment, though, Jimin is also sitting in a white tank and his biceps are popping, like really super defined as well. His arms really stick out to me in this moment.
If you
too.
Really want some buff Bontom, go to this performance of their behinds for mic drop of their DNA comeback stage because you see sleeveless Jimin, sleeveless Yoongi and Namjoon and Jungkook. I mean, when we watched this, Kayla, you were like, all I can see is Jungkook.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause he's back there too with a white tank and just standing there looking beefy.
Yeah. Beefy arms.
Stop.
If you're into arms.
Okay. I also really need to talk about Jimin at 2019 Melon. He gets that I need you solo and I know that this is not a moment that his muscles are really like seen, as in you can really appreciate the particular buffness, but his dance that he does here takes so much strength. And I just think that it's such a beautiful example of his physique in the absence of this buffness. I mean, it's really just putting on display his toned, lean muscle mass as he gracefully dances through this performance. If you recall, it's the one where he's in the all white outfit, very flowy, and he has that big, like, white sheer piece of fabric that he brings around with him in the dance. It's so elegant and gorgeous and, you know, obviously could not be executed by someone who does not have the insane body strength that he does.
And then lastly, I want to talk about J-Hope's Boy Meets Evil. So for just like his highlight behind video for it, I really could watch this performance of J-Hope doing Boy Meets Evil for the rest of my life. I really love it so much. He choreographed it himself. He worked tirelessly to make sure that this was absolute perfection for us. But we, in this performance, get a good amount of tummy slips. And yes, we get this sexy toned dancer's body with his abs showing. But the thing that I really want to point out is the one-handed backflip that he does. In the behind scenes, you get to see him trial this over and over. It looks like he's in a gymnasium and he's doing specifically this backflip because it is so intense and is so physically demanding that he's perfecting it. And of course, yeah, his shirt lifts up. But for me, it's not the chiseled abs. It's the one-handed backflip. Yeah. And that to me is a true testament to how strong J-Hope is. He's able to lift his whole body and flip it over the support of one arm. His
serious
full body
core
weight.
Strength.
Yeah. Core strength, leg strength, arm strength, you name it. He's extremely strong. But I love that we get to see, especially here at the end of this episode with Jimin and J-Hope, getting to see that you don't have to have this extreme bulky muscle to be strong. You can have this leaner, flexible muscle that is just as strong, that's able to quite literally carry your entire body from one side to the other.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But nonetheless, we really do appreciate Buff Bangtan and all that they have to offer us. I really enjoyed researching for this episode and just watching all of these amazing clips of them just looking so fine. And
yeah, it's endless content.
Endless. And like you said, 8 years.
8 years. Yeah. And one thing that I really want to mention here at the end of the episode is that one thing I really truly love about BTS sharing these more vulnerable moments of exposing their workout routines and their muscles is that they're dedicated to working out and being healthy and fit. And for me, that's huge motivation to all of the armies out here to take care of yourself and take care of your physical health.
For your health. Yeah, it is inspiring. They are super busy, and to fit in these types of workout routines is really inspiring. Mm. And I think that's another reason why we appreciate the Buff Bangtan content. As fun as it's been to fangirl this whole time, yeah. you know, it's also just really great to use it as a motivator. As we were preparing for this episode, I was just saying, wow, this really makes me want to get in the gym and go get a nice lifting workout in.
Yeah. So, yeah. Take care of your physical health.
Do it. Mm-hmm. I think BTS really wants us to. They want us to love ourselves. And part of that is taking care of yourself physically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really enjoyed talking to you guys about Buff Bangtan today. And we hope that you enjoyed it as well. Before we wrap it up, I do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP iconics, Eileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DeRuggio, Rachel, and Robin. If you enjoyed this episode, there's a few things you can do to let us know. Please write us a review on iTunes. That's how you got this bonus episode today. If you want another one, you guys have to get us to 600 reviews on 600. iTunes. Crazy. But I know we can do it. I know we can do it.
Yeah.
You can also reach out to us. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback. Email us, reach out to us on Twitter, on Instagram. You can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.